Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I wanna live with the cinnamon. Love Earth Tour. Down by the July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
Big 12 Sound Roundup.
Check 1-2.
The best bites, cheap shots, and excuses from Saturday's post-game news conferences.
DJ Khaled!
First and 12.
Yeah.
All I do is win.
No matter what, got money on my mind.
I love this.
And every time I
win. I don't know, but I know we rushed enough to win.
Producer Eric, delivering again. You just played yourself, Oklahoma, because Mike Gundy's coming. Oh, my goodness. That was fantastic. Producer Eric always making this thing younger, hipper. It's the new Big 12, baby. It's first and 12 every single week, and it's the Sound Roundup. Let's just dive right into it. The best sound bites from the week. Let's hear more from Mike Gundy.
Well, that was a really good college game. A lot of excitement. It's kind of the way you want it, back and forth, and a lot of big plays for both teams, mistakes for both teams, things that we wish we would could have back. I'm sure there's things they wish they could have back. But two good teams competing against each other like a heavyweight prize fight, trading blows. But I mentioned in the locker room how proud I was of our coaches, their plans that they had going into the game, and then the adjustments they made through the game. And our players' willingness to ride the wave, ups and downs, and just continue to go out and compete, play the next play. most of the game, I watch faces and monitor body language and things. So if I feel like somebody's going south, I've got to go over and pick them up. Or if they're too enthusiastic and a little bit out of control, I've got to go over and calm them down. And one thing was interesting today in this game, I didn't really have to do much of either. The excitement that was generated at times by our team was timely, and we didn't have anybody that really got down on themselves. So they're starting to learn and get a feel for life lessons that will help them for the rest of their life to compete, stay the course, be able to take blows and then hit back. As far as the game, our ability to rush the football, again,
I know we rushed enough to win.
Coach Mike Gundy right there, that's where the progeny, of course, of the win. And they did. I love how he takes the high road and acts like, oh, just another game. We played hard. Two big teams that are really important. It's like, dude, you with your eyes are flipping off Brent Venables and Oklahoma across the field, like, definitely. Steve Sarkisian, here's your next piece of sound from the Sound Roundup, getting a win. Sounding way more calm, by the way, than the guy you see on the sideline F-bombing his own players. But, yeah, Steve Sarkisian and his thoughts on that win over Kansas State in overtime.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a broken record when I just talk about versatility, resiliency, perseverance. Those are all qualities that championship teams have, and because they find a way to win different ways, and they find a way to win games at critical moments, and they can make plays at critical moments. And so for our guys today, just felt like another example of that. They just, you know, as good as we were playing early, our own miscues and some forced by them allowed Kansas State to get back into the game. And I think it tested us. It tested our resiliency. It tested our culture to stick together. Because in the end, you know, when you block a punt, they score off of that. When you throw a pick in your own end, they score off of that. When you fumble in your own end, they score off of that. Those are moments when some teams could break, when the game gets tied, can't get the stop. And so through it all, could we play better? You know, could we found a way to play better at some key moments? Sure. But we played well enough at the most critical moment when the ball's on your own, you know, 4 or 5 yard line there for 4 straight snaps, and our defense was able to get the stop. So it was a great start to the game. I love the efficiency of which we were playing in all three phases. Unfortunately, we let them back into the game, and then we had to fight like crazy to find a way to win. But to sit here 8-1 sure feels a heck of a lot better than sitting here 7-2.
Steve Sarkisian, before Saturday, was the last starting quarterback to lead BYU as from the JUCO ranks, the new JUCO quarterback to lead BYU, Jake Retzlaff. And he was in the postgame presser after BYU lost to West Virginia 37-7. This was Jake's commentary on his first career start.
It was a lot of fun early on in the game. Like, obviously, the score doesn't reflect how we think we played, but it was fun being out there for the first time. There's no doubt about that.
Jake, how would you assess how you played?
It's hard to say that sitting here right now. How we played was 37-7 at the end of the day. So, you know, I'll have to go back and watch the tape and really figure out, like, you know, what we got to do and how we got to be better and how I got to be better. You know, I don't know how I play. I don't know the numbers or anything, but, you know, we just got to play better as a unit and put some points on the board. We didn't do that this week.
You feel like you showed enough to be the starting quarterback the rest of the season?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. That's not my decision. You know, like I said, I'll just go back to the tape and, you know, dissect what I did and learn from that. I think that's A-Rod's decision at the end of the day. And so, you know, I just know that I'm going to go out there and play my hardest and play my heart out every week. And whatever that comes to, you know, I'll live with that.
Did you feel like you were running a lot tonight in terms of just getting away from pass rush?
No, I felt like I was running design runs a lot tonight, to be honest with you. I think that that was in the game plan this week. And you know, we knew that we could steal some, and when they dropped 8, it's hard to throw when they drop 8, and so we're just going to run it with the quarterback. And I think we had some good designs, and we made some good yards.
What did you see on the 4th and 2 where you midfield first possession? I think it was you guys went for it, got stuffed.
Yeah, you know, I just saw a lack of execution across the board. You know, I made my read hand Aiden the ball. You know, I think Aiden's a great runner, and I think he could get 2 yards. I don't know exactly what happened on the front end. You know, I focused on my read on the backside. My read was to give it to Aiden and let him go to work. It was unfortunate we came up short because it was a really promising drive. But like I said, you know, we got to execute better.
Jake, what's it like? I'm just curious your mentality. When you break, contain, when do you look to pass versus when do you look to run? Because sometimes, you know, it breaks down and there's somebody open. I think you almost had a touchdown and chase on one of those plays. And then another, you know, others you take off. So I'm just curious which – when do you do
whip? Yeah, you know, I consider myself a passer, and I run to pass for the most part, but I'm also not going to leave yards right in front of me, so I'm going to go get them most of the time. But, when I break the pocket, my eyes are still up a lot of the time, and I'm just trying to steal something from the defense. You know, I think we did that a couple times, and then, you know, when you got to turn and put your head down and run, you got to turn and put your head down and run and take the yards in front of you if they lock it up on the back end. It's not often they're able to lock up both the front end on the scramble and the back end, but they were able to do that some part. But, you know, I think we ran the ball with quarterback effect pretty effectively tonight. You know, it could have been better like anything, but, I feel like I just, you know, I'd run a throw and make opportunities for guys downfield. But when I could take it, I take it.
The team was notified this week that you were going to be QB1.
Yeah.
How supportive are your offensive teammates to kind of rally around you and, you know, build you up in this moment?
Super supportive. The guys had my back the whole way. You know, Isaac said earlier in the week that, it didn't look like it was going to be my first career start. I think that's mainly because the guys who got behind me in the offense during the week, we practiced business as usual, and just attacked the week, you know, to go play better than we did today. But I think I had full support from every unit on the field, and I think we were excited to go out there and play.
You feel like you've proved to yourself and your teammates that you can play at this level?
I think so. I don't think there was a doubt going into the game. I don't think, you know, A-Rod would put somebody on the field who couldn't. I think that it wasn't a matter of proving if I could play at the level. It was just a matter of going out and executing offense. Like I said, we didn't do that well tonight.
Do you have family here?
Yeah, I did. I had a couple extended family. My mom came too.
What was that like having them here? And, you know, I know the outcome wasn't what you wanted, but
it was incredible. I love playing in front of my family, and I feel like, you know, the Rock is your family a lot of times too at home. But playing in front of my family, it just means something special to me because I just know how proud they are of me and how much they want to see me succeed. So it's just another motivating factor to go out there and play well.
What's going to keep this team together through this adversity on a two-game skid now?
I'll tell you what, I think this team has got a lot of great unity to it. I think that these guys really love each other. I think that we have something special here. I think that, you know, two losses in a row, it hurts. There's no doubt about that. But I think we're pretty good at having the mindset that, you know, we're definitely going to look at this tape hard and fix the mistakes that we made. But at the end of the day, you know, we're not going to be able to do anything about tonight. We can't go back to Saturday at 7 p.m., you know what I mean? So we gotta move on and not forget it, learn from it. A saying that an old friend of mine once says, the L's in the loss column are not for losses, they're for lessons. So we just got to go back and learn from it and play better next week.
How much of the playbook was kind of is still operating with you compared to Keaton from what you could tell and what you kind of learned in this offense?
Wow. Thanks, Slade. Gosh. I'll get out of your way, all right? Jeez, man.
Interview's over.
Shut it down. Yeah, I don't think there's a different playbook we play with. I think that A-Rod is a really good play caller, and he's good at what he's been good at is calling plays to his quarterback. So I know the whole playbook's available, but I also know there's a part of the playbook that A-Rod loves me in, and so I think that he's going to try to do that more.
Tough spot for him to be in, and you know the idea of like, hey, did you have fun out there? Like, it's all, it's 37-7, but yeah, I mean, I like getting the opportunity to start, but nobody wants
good
to lose.
Good on the mic, though.
Yeah, he is actually, he really is a good. And we kind of knew that at the beginning of the year, but he seemed to handle himself before, you know, before the game, after the game, all of it. And so kudos to him. I'm interested to see. I kind of hope he gets another shot, and hopefully he has a little bit more time this week to get ready for it. I'd like to see the second start for Jake Retzlaff just to see. And also, if Keaton Slovis is hurt, let's, you know, give it a minute for BYU fans. Like, hey, getting another guy in there, let's see what goes on. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back when we return. We have our Four Corners whip around. And, boy, it's a wild one this weekend for the teams that are joining the Big 12 next year from the Pac-12. Stay with us. It's 1st and 12, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, and KSL News Radio. Alex Keery, Mitch Harper, stay with us.